Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to a Tuesday edition of Dueling Tangents here on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out of Madison.
Yeah, Devil
also
Radio.
Also streaming live on the Devil Radio app. You can check that out anywhere you get apps. I'm Brian, that's Luke. We're
yes,
doing Tangents with Luke and Brian.
That we are. And happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday to you, Brian, holding things down at the Bunker 3.86, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
869-4309.
There you go. Yeah.
A little bit off from Jenny, but you know.
Just slightly off. Just a number right next door. But happy Tuesday, everyone. We got a full show for you today. There's so much going on right now. And first, want to give an update for the listening audience here in the 92.7 FM signal pattern. There was an accident this morning on Highway 51 near where Cottage Grove and Stoughton Road intersect. So that intersection had a accident this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. Three are dead, and one was injured, and authorities have the road shut down on Highway 51, expected to be shut down until this evening. So if you're driving on the east side of Madison, just be aware there is a portion of 51 and Cottage Grove Road that are currently shut down, so just take that into account. When we have more information, we'll pass that along. But yes, authorities are reporting three deaths and one injury as well in that accident this morning. So avoid the area of Highway 51, Stoughton Road, and Cottage Grove Road if you are able to.
Man.
Yeah, the photos were not great, Brian. It was
that did not look good at all.
It did not look good. So please drive safe out there. I do not know what caused the accident, but it must have occurred at high speed because the photo from initial news reports do not look good for either of the vehicles involved in the accident.
Yeah,
so
if you got three fatalities instantly, and one passenger has a broken leg. So
yep. So avoid the area. 51 is shut down, and that portion of Cottage Grove Road is shut down as well. So just a heads up for everybody in the listening audience. But you are listening to us here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got some other breaking news effective today as well for kind of the healthcare field,
yeah,
Brian.
Luckily, that accident did not happen in the Baraboo area.
Luckily, it did not happen there is correct, because as of today, we do have news from SSM Health. The Baraboo Urgent Care Clinic at St. Clair's Hospital in Baraboo is closed effectively today, Brian, going forward, with not an end date in sight for when they will reopen their urgent care clinic. The clinic shut down this morning because there are just too many patients. The urgent care clinic could not staff them all, so they are shutting down the urgent care clinic. The emergency room and the emergency department are still open at St. Clair's, so if you are in the Baraboo area and in need of emergency care, emergency treatment, you can still go into the emergency room.
But that's why the urgent care is shut down, yes, so they can actually help people.
Yes, so they're prioritizing the emergency department still, and there's an overflow of patients, and so Baraboo's urgent care center is shutting down until at least they're going to reevaluate things at the end of the month. But that is currently where SSM Health was. A spokesperson said they could not confirm or deny that it was all COVID-19 patients was causing it. But the stress that the state's healthcare system is experiencing because of the surge in COVID-19 cases is not helping one bit, Brian.
Yeah. It's absolutely overwhelming people, and also the healthcare staffing shortage. A lot of people, I don't know, just don't want to work with a bunch of folks who in general are there because they are unvaccinated, and they are having severe reactions to COVID because they are unvaccinated, and because of their own choices decided to not get vaccinated and are now clogging up the ICUs for everybody else. Congratulations, you people.
Yeah, it's Aurora Health was reporting earlier this week that about 78%, roughly 4 in 5 out of the patients that they are experiencing in in the hospital ICU units are unvaccinated individuals. So the individuals that are experiencing COVID-19 ICU hospitalizations, about 4 out of every 5 are unvaccinated individuals. And typically speaking, out of the one individual that is vaccinated, those individuals are immunocompromised, so they were the most at risk individuals as well. So this is a surge of unvaccinated, it is a surge of cases among the unvaccinated. So please go out and get vaccinated, because the last thing you want to do, Brian, is end up on a ventilator for a month.
Like Andre Jacques.
Oh,
and by the way, let's not think that any of these people who are going through this are going to come out and go, gee, man, I wish I got vaccinated, or man, I should have done something else, or geez, wasn't it funny how I didn't trust the science to go and save my life beforehand when I got vaccinated, but I trusted the science to go and save my life when I was intubated for an entire freaking month. But, you know, vaccination, whatever, you know, they're not going to learn. They're not going to. And case in point, the horse lover himself, Andre.
Hey, no, he is the anti-horse. He is the caped crusader against horse lovers. Come on,
no,
Brian.
He loves horses so much, he decided
horse loving in a different them. Form of context. Gotcha.
He decided to protect them by championing turning horse loving into a felony because one specific person kept loving horses, and the misdemeanor
misdemeanor wasn't scary enough.
Just wasn't scary enough. Meanwhile, in this guy's same exact area, a guy just got his 18th DUI.
Yep.
18th.
But nothing from
this guy's
the
championing freaking horse loving, and that's all he ran on, and that's pretty much the only thing that the entire Republican GOP passed during the pandemic or right before it, nothing even remotely about, you know. Even things that everyone can agree on, like somebody shouldn't be have a DUI for 18 times. But again, Andre Jacques, I digress. Let's read about it.
Yeah.
This is from WPR, and it's by Hope Kirwan. After being hospitalized with a severe case of COVID-19, Senator Andre Jacques from DePere declined to say whether his experience has changed his view on the pandemic and public health measures. Jacques was hospitalized with COVID-19 in August and was placed on a ventilator while battling the infection. He was released from the hospital in late September. That means he spent a month on a ventilator.
And it had no impact whatsoever on his view of how we should address this health concern, the pandemic that we are currently in, the pandemic we are experiencing right now, that he had firsthand experience. The virus put him on a ventilator for a month. He is still recovering. Yeah. He was hospitalized about 4 months ago, Brian. We're going to be hitting the 4 month point for when his hospitalization was announced to the state of Wisconsin, and he is still recovering from the long term effects of COVID-19, and it has zero impact because when asked by the WPR's The Morning Show, Jacques said Monday his recovery has gone well, but he's still working to regain his strength through physical therapy. When asked whether his experience with the disease changed his views on how the state should be battling the pandemic or approaching public health, Jacques said he did not want to comment on COVID-19, but he said he has some, quote, insights from his time in the hospital.
What insights? Was it from before you were put into a coma or afterwards?
I don't know, because if your response after for a month breathing through a tube because a virus that is spreading everywhere, that you actively said, oh, we shouldn't have mask mandates, we shouldn't be doing this safer at home, we shouldn't be doing any of these pandemic mitigation efforts, and the virus hospitalized him for a month, the most he can muster up, Brian, is no comment.
And here's what he did comment on. Here's a quote. I wish I had the opportunity to take monoclonal antibodies and some of the other therapeutics that are otherwise available, but not at that point, Jacques said.
Right. He was not.
So he says he wishes he was more privileged.
Yes. He wanted the good. He wanted the good, good treatment that, you know, former President Donald Trump got when he, like Jacques, who pretty much downplayed the entire pandemic from point A to point Z. He down Former President Trump downplayed it, got COVID-19, but had the access to the best medical treatment in the world, and then paraded around and was like, I defeated the virus and all that crap. And Jock is pretty much taking the same stance, where I wish I would have had that treatment. Not please wear a mask, please go get vaccinated so that nobody else has to go through what I went through. It's more of, man, I really wish I would have had that preventative care that would have really helped make my stay in the hospital not as rough.
Like Steve Scalise, he wrongheadedly took the wrong message from his experience. Steve Scalise famously was shot by an extremist, and he took away from it that Bernie Sanders people are evil and bad, and not that maybe people who are nuts shouldn't have guns.
Yeah.
He didn't even, you're not going to get through to these people. But by the way, this rotund jackass has a proposed legislation, and to go and help, because we're talking about this, you know, healthcare worker, you know, problem, and you know, these healthcare workers, we don't have enough of them, right? Jacques has proposed legislation that would allow recent military veterans to provide limited health care without a license under supervision of a physician, physician assistant, podiatrist, registered nurse, or advanced practice nurse. So you're going to go and help by splitting the attention of an already overtaxed person to go and oversee somebody who's not
qualified or trained properly. Yeah.
So here's a quote to go in this stupid idea. There are ways we can get people right now into the healthcare profession doing things that are within their training, within their scope. We're not talking surgery or prescribing drugs or that sort of thing, Jock said.
That would be foolish.
Wouldn't it be great if, I don't know, somebody who isn't experienced at taking blood pressure all the time maybe misread a blood pressure or something like that and somebody died because of it? Wouldn't that be amazing? And it'd be so funny, and he'd just go, well, that stuff happens. We're trying.
Brian, wouldn't it be better to just try to, you know, keep the patients out of the hospital by encouraging vaccinations and telling people to wear a mask and socially distance when able? Wouldn't that effectively make sure that our healthcare workers weren't as stressed? Or do you think that he's just like, nah, I guess we just need more bodies in the hospital to try to help address this problem rather than cutting back on the surge of unvaccinated individuals that are seeking treatment right now?
No, I don't think he's going to take anything even remotely smart to do with it, because just like his friends who politicize it, he's going to do it too and politicize it.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789.